Today, Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is announcing a series of new initiatives to help the nearly 700,000 of the state's military veterans. Michigan has one of the nation's largest veteran populations, but ironically, one of the lowest benefits access rates. Current state's Kevin Lavery, himself a U.S. Navy veteran, went to learn more about the status of Michigan veterans. He spoke with another vet, Jason Allen. Allen is the senior deputy director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. He says the state is trying to tailor its programs to the needs of very distinct groups of veterans.
In no particular order, one of the big areas is our more mature veterans, which would be like our parents and our grandparents that served in World War II in Korea. The utilization of benefits when the topic's called widow's pension and aid in attendance is we're 47th. This program has evolved and changed as the veterans have changed, and it is a very good baseline for a lot of our veterans that are in poverty. The next big area is our Vietnam-era veterans, and we have about 250,000 of them in the state of Michigan. And what this gets into is a term called presumptive diseases. And if you have diabetes or ALS or ischemic heart disease or cancer or Parkinson's, there are 17 of those different types of presumptive diseases. And Michigan ranks like number 48th in the utilization of those benefits. And then finally, as we all are struggling with as a country, how do we welcome our men and women home from Iraq and Afghanistan? In World War II, for every death, there were two survivors. In this conflict, there's 26. And we know that we've been having challenges with mental health issues. We know that we've been having challenges with even our own universities. And leadership from Michigan State was in this office very recently, trying to figure out how we can better customize programming and making sure that those men and women are aware for those benefits.
Michigan has one of the largest veteran populations per capita. You mentioned about 250,000 Vietnam-era veterans. There's really about 700,000 veterans in our state. And as you alluded to, we are dead last in terms of how frequently we access our benefits. How do we account for that?
This has been an area that did not get a lot of attention in the previous administrations. As the governor laid out in his State of the State so succinctly, we need to put some additional resources behind this, and then we also need to increase the awareness. We benefited over the years from a very robust economy, and as many of our listeners know, in 2000, I think we were number 7 or 8 as far as per capita income, and we got as low as about 41 or 42, and now we're in the mid-30s. As those benefits changed, people maybe became more aware of the types of benefits that they were able to utilize because they had very robust health care plans from the previous employers. And because we did not have a department that was focusing on this was probably the second big issue. We know that with certification, which we were able to get completed this month and was announced in the State of the State, Michigan as a state department will be able to track veterans, will be able to have a formal relationship with the Veterans Administration, and then we'll also be able to file claims. We've had great partnerships with counties and service organizations, but we also needed to get additional boots on the ground.
What's really the state's role in helping our wounded physically and mentally, emotionally readjust, and really also helping them navigate through this huge backlog of claims that's holding up the process?
Okay, the first issue is that we need to work as advocates. It's very unfortunate when you start talking about traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, and there are so many men and women that have come back that are suffering from this, that it's okay to have problems. It's very valuable to sit down with people that are trained and certified in this area and support them during those transitions. We have seen this in every war that America has fought in. This is a more remarkable group of individuals because the amount of time in combat. 25% of the Michiganians served in World War II. Over 50% served in the Civil War. We have less than 3% serving in this current conflict. But their shoulders are much broader because of the time and commitment that they've had in these deployments. We know that our Michigan units are spending significant much more time in conflict, in harm's way, than they did a previous generation ago.
There have been female soldiers deployed on the front lines. Officially, they are now eligible to see combat duty. Are we expecting, are we bracing for even more soldiers?
Okay, 17% of the people that are in the United States military are women. And we are so grateful for what the Michigan Women's Commission has done, adopting this as their major focus. coming up with recommendations under the leadership of Susie Avery, who's their executive director. They have focused on jobs. They have focused on the aspect of how to integrate them into society and really have made that their project for the last year and a half. They have done remarkable things in their resource. If you just Google Michigan Women's Commission, they have a whole litany of tools that help with this specific group of people coming back from combat. In addition to that, we know that when we've talked with Secretary Sinchecki, leadership at the Detroit VA and the Ann Arbor VA, that they're doing special programs, both on the counseling side and also at the different facilities, making sure that women issues are addressed.
Let's shift back over now to education for veterans. Michigan has a new program that places educational resources in 6 regions of the state, and each region has a veterans services officer that helps with that. Please explain how that works.
We know that the college system is very good at addressing the GI Bill. Today, in-state tuition, $1,400 a month, living expenses approximately, and $1,000 a semester for supplies. It's good for 8 semesters, and it is a very robust program. We know that the several hundred students that are on Michigan State's campus, I think right around 300, or the over 600 students that are at Lansing Community College, don't know that if you're back within the first 5 years of Iraq and Afghanistan, you generally qualify for 5 years free health care. We also know that about a third of them are qualifying for disabilities because of the amount of time in combat. That's good for several hundred dollars a month living expenses. When I've talked to officials at universities, they do not utilize the tax credits at their career planning and placement office. And in addition, most veterans get an additional year of college if they, under the VOW Act, for getting a disability rating. So what these college campus coordinators are going to be doing is they're going to give a leg up to those colleges that are acting as hosts. We have them spread from the Upper Peninsula to Southeast Michigan, and these 6 individuals will give us the counseling time to sit down with each one of those veterans to make sure that they're getting their full group of benefits.
How and when will our veterans be able to access them? And just as importantly, what can you say to them to reassure them that they can penetrate what may seem to them as a frustrating wall of bureaucracy?
The first thing that I would really encourage them to do is to take stock of what they can on the internet. Google Veterans Administration, Google our website under the state of Michigan /veterans. Item number 2 is then we know that on average you get a much better timeline and reduction of the bureaucratic hassles if they sit down and talk to a certified counselor. So head down to your county building. We have a great partnership with our county veteran service officers. Or they can Google the American Legion, the VFW, the AMVETS, the Purple Heart, to sit down with a counselor. They are trained in the bureaucracy, and they understand what it is and the processing and the filling out of the paperwork to make this a much more pleasant experience. We know that this is not going to be fixed overnight. When we've worked with our partnerships with the VA in Detroit, our partnerships with our VA in Ann Arbor, they're very concerned about the backlog. They've been able to move the state of Michigan's backlog down by several days each month. And is it perfect? No. But it is a process. If you use certified expertise, you're much more likely to get help.
Jason Allen is the Senior Deputy Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Thanks for having time for us today.
Kevin, thank you. Thank you to WKAR. We appreciate your interest in this issue.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.